Arts news from around the area. Welcome to The Creative Cafe, sponsored by the Arts Council of Greater Kalamazoo, promoting and supporting the arts, arts organizations, and artists throughout Greater Kalamazoo on 590 and 106.9 FM, WKZO.
And a good Saturday morning, and of course, just a quick traffic note with the holiday parade coming up a little bit later on this morning. Kicks off at 11 o'clock. Some of the streets along that route will be closing down at about 10:30 this morning. So make sure you get there early to pick your spot. Thank you very much for joining us this morning for today's edition of Creative Cafe, a presentation of the Arts Council of Greater Kalamazoo. And of course, each week, Creative Cafe will provide an inside look at the art scene in the Kalamazoo area. Talk to the people who are making a difference in the arts world. We'll start things off with your host, Kristen Chesick. Creative Cafe on News Radio 590 and 106.9 FM, WKZO.
Well, good morning, and I am here again celebrating more of our Community Arts Awards. This morning, we are celebrating the Epic Award, and I have with me very special guest, Belinda Tate. She is the Executive Director of the Kalamazoo Institute of Arts. Good morning.
Good morning, Kristen. It's so nice to be with you this morning. Thank you for having me.
Oh, absolutely. So, a question that we ask everyone, what is your favorite morning beverage?
Ooh, coffee. I love coffee in the morning. I love the smell of coffee, and I have a unique way of drinking it. I tend to add a little honey to my coffee.
Oh, wow. You add honey to your coffee. Okay. Well, that's sweet, right?
It's very, yes. Well, you know, you can control the level of sweetness, a little honey or a lot of honey, whatever you prefer, but I suggest you try it.
You know what? I am going to try it. I like honey and I love coffee, so I'm going to try that out as soon as we get off the radio. So the Institute of Arts is being honored this year with the Epic Award. This is an award that recognizes a nonprofit of high artistic quality that serves to enhance life in our community, and it pays special attention to both longstanding programs and programs that are meeting a previously unmet need. And from the Arts Council's perspective, the KIA meets both criteria. With the evolution of your programming over the last few years, can you speak to the strategic efforts of the KIA and how you are looking to live up to your mission of art is for everyone?
Absolutely. I think we are in such a fortunate position at the KIA. You know, we are often humble about the fact that we have this incredible resource, a phenomenal school and a world-class collection housed under one roof, and the fact that we have such an incredible community that is open to collaboration. So what we have tried to do is collaborate with organizations across the community to expand our reach into areas of the community where we may not normally or historically have had a presence. And we've done that with a lot of success with the help of our friends. So that is how we try to get art to everyone through collaboration. And then on site, we've done some very special things. We've really looked at the demographics of our community, and we've tried intentionally to create programming that really meets the needs of different members within our community. So we're offering a wide range of activities for people to participate in. We've done that with our exhibition schedule. And most importantly, well, I don't say most importantly, but one important thing that we've done that has really put us at the forefront of American museums in general is we've reinstalled our permanent collection with an installation entitled Unveiling American Genius. And this installation is transformative, it's powerful, and it's impactful.
Wow.
50% of the works on view are by women. And 40%
Belinda,
of the works
that's
on
great.
View are by artists of color. Mm-hmm. And the premise of the exhibition is to demonstrate that great art and beauty emerges from people of every walk of life, every race, culture, and creed, every corner of our country. Great art emerges from everyone. And when we use this symphony of voices from everyone, it helps us to create a space where everyone throughout our community can come and enjoy the art. And that's how we live out our vision. Art is for everyone.
Right, right. That is absolutely fantastic. The Epic Award is completely meant for the Kalamazoo Institute of Arts this year. I think what you've done with your leadership in the last few years and just the longevity that the institution has had within the community and the ability for everyone in our community to be able to experience art at the KIA is just so fantastic. Belinda, I don't know if I'm sure people know who you are, but they don't know who you are. So is there, what is your background?
Well, I was born in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, and I grew up there. And I grew up in a family of very creative women who participated in all kinds of needlecraft, quilting, sewing, crocheting, macrame, embroidery, all sorts of things. And it was very inspirational for me. And I learned those crafts. And I went on to Yale University and then Wake Forest University, where I received my undergraduate and master's degrees. And then I spent 15 years as the director of the Diggs Gallery at Winston-Salem State University before I arrived in Kalamazoo 7 years ago. And now Kalamazoo is my home. It has been a wonderful experience for me here, just creating opportunities for everyone through the arts. And, you know, I love this community.
What's the favorite, the most favorite part of your job?
The people.
Okay.
And the people.
Uh-huh.
And also the art.
Okay.
But, you know, the KIA is an energetic space. People are always coming in and out of our building 7 days a week, morning, noon, and evening. We have an incredible school, the Kirk Newman Art School, and it's just amazing to see the creative expression that comes out of our school. People who come in with no experience, you know, and sometimes they create things and you would think that they have an MFA in the arts. So being at the nexus of all of that is incredibly exciting. And being in a position where I can bring people together, create unity through the arts in the community, that's special for me. And that's what I enjoy the most.
Is there a bucket list exhibition that you would love to have the Kalamazoo community be able to experience?
Yes, it's called Unveiling American Genius. So come and see it. It's on view right now.
Okay. Oh, that's great. You are living your bucket list. I love that. So Unveiling.
Unveiling American Genius.
Unveiling American Genius. And that is on exhibition right now. Until when, Belinda?
It's a long-term installation.
Okay.
So it's the new installation of our permanent collection.
Right.
So you don't have to rush in, but I would suggest you come in right away because it's the kind of exhibition that you want to spend some time with. You will want to come back again and again, and you will want to share your experiences with others. And what's special about the exhibition is we have a lot of new works at the KIA. Over the past 7 years, mm-hmm. we've been very intentional about collecting works by women and artists of color. So when people come in, they'll see about a third of what I'll call the old favorites, masterpieces that have been on view at the KIA for a very long time. They'll see about a third of the works that have been in our vault that we've brought to life in this exhibition. And then the last third will be completely new work that we've added to the collection. So it's an incredible mix. And part of the collection also focuses on our local and regional heritage. So you'll see work by artists from Kalamazoo and artists from Michigan. So it's a great place for discovery.
Oh, I can't wait to get over there myself. Well, Belinda, thank you so much for joining us today, and congratulations on the Epic Award. Well deserved.
Thank you so much, Kristen. And we are so honored to receive this award, and we are looking forward to the award ceremony where we can formally share this award with everyone in Kalamazoo.
Yes, and if you want to congratulate Belinda in person, you can do so on December 7th, that's a Tuesday, at 5:30 p.m. at the Shaw Theater on Western Michigan University's campus. Thanks again, Belinda.
Thank you, Kristen. Take care.
You too.
Thank you very much to you both, and we'll take a quick break and be back. We'll join up with Bianca Washington. This morning's edition of Creative Cafe on News Radio 590, 106.9 FM, WKUZO.
The Arts Council of Greater Kalamazoo supports more than 200 artists and arts organizations in our community. They provide resources, assistance, and a place to connect, keeping our arts community strong and vibrant. Throughout the pandemic, they remained open, providing much-needed funding to help bridge the gap for artists who were shuttered from their livelihoods. 247 members were served, and $351,000 was granted back into the community. Working hard to provide meaningful programming, the Arts Council connected artists with over 82,000 community members through virtual art hops, concerts, and town halls. This impact was not possible without the generosity of supporters like you. Please consider a gift for this holiday season to the Arts Council of Greater Kalamazoo. You can go online at kalamazooarts.org/donate to make your contribution. Support the Arts Council. Support the arts.
You're listening to The Creative Cafe, sponsored by the Arts Council of Greater Kalamazoo on 590 and 106.9 FM, WKZO.
Hello and good morning to Creative Cafe. I love saying it that way. Creative Cafe. We are going to continue to talk with the Kalamazoo Institute of the Arts, but with another special different guest that we have in this morning. Before we start, I want to just say that we're so excited at the Arts Council to continue to be able to promote our partners and whom we work with, and also, too, most importantly, this morning, our Art Hop Spotlight. And we are spotlighting the holiday market, and we're going to learn a little bit more of that. December 3rd is our Art Hop Day. Please make sure you come out and enjoy the holiday shopping. The theme here is that you are to give the gift of art. So we want to be sure to support our artists and also to support our families and our friends by giving the gift of art. And so we're so excited to talk about more of that. Again, Art Hop is December 3rd from 5 to 8 p.m. And we've had the pleasure of actually working with the KIA a couple years. I know it's kind of been a little bit different this year, so we'll talk a little bit about it. But with the holiday market and being able to be on around that time for Art Hop, and so that people get a chance to go over there and look around and see the beautiful artists and what they have for that that evening. But our special guest is going to talk to us a little bit more about how that looks a little bit different this year. But first, Maya, can I ask, what is your favorite delicious beverage in the morning?
You know, I am pretty plain with it. I just drink straight black coffee. I'm a snob, and I only do drink Trader Joe's or Starbucks coffee.
Oh.
But it's because I used to work at Starbucks. So it's, you know, great. A little bit of a preference. Nice. But yeah.
Now, you know, every time I go to Trader Joe's, which I love.
Love Trader Joe's.
Yeah. I always wonder about how the coffee is.
I think it's good. I get their French roast because I do like it a little stronger, but it's good. Yeah, you got to try it out.
Ooh, French roast. So is that like... And I'm not as much of a coffee snob, but is that like medium or?
Oh no, that's like pretty punchy.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. That's great. Delicious. Well, I want to make sure that we have a proper introduction for you. So Maya, can you please give me your full position and also your full name?
Of course. So I'm Maya Mukshan. I work at the Kalamazoo Institute of Arts as the membership service officer. It's kind of a tongue twister. But yeah, so with that, I of course do anything and everything that deals with our members and volunteers. And of course, Arts Fair is also under me. So very excited to have that back in the summer. But we're talking about holiday season right now. So
yes, yes. Which can you believe that we're there already? It's crazy. I mean, like, oh geez, it's gone by so fast, but there's so much to look forward to.
Yes.
And also just so super thankful that here in Kalamazoo we're able to, as a community and as a public, to gather mm-hmm. and go to places like the KIA, like, you know, Arts Council, the whole activation of the downtown area, and be able to, you know, do some purchasing. Yeah. So let's get started with our first question here. So how long has the holiday market served artists in the Kalamazoo community?
The holiday art sale is in its 48th year.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a big tradition. You know, even through COVID, we had it last year, so we kept strong. But we also added an online component last year, so it's our second mm-hmm. year with our online sale.
That's amazing. And this year, do you have a couple more artists that are involved than last year, or is it about the same number?
Definitely more artists for in person. Okay. They were excited to come back. You know, they had all their stock that they were holding on for over COVID and just ready to sell it and give it back to the community. Yeah. So definitely more artists, more stuff to buy and look at. So that's definitely great. Come on down. Today's the last day of the holiday sale. So we'll be open from 9 to 3.
That's amazing. That's amazing. And 48 years.
I know.
I didn't even know that it was that long. Mm-hmm. That's fantastic.
I'm pretty sure it started off with one department and then everyone loved it so much that we just kept adding more and more. And now every medium that we offer as an art class has the opportunity to be part of the sale.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
And I know that when I've gone in years past, I just was blown away. Number one, they've always been packed.
Oh, yeah.
When we were in person, mm-hmm. for sure. And there are so many representation of different artists and different mediums and even different price ranges. And
definitely, yeah, if you're looking to spend, you can definitely do it. But if you have a budget, I mean, I bought this beautiful bowl yesterday for $15. So wide range of everything.
Yes, mm-hmm. absolutely, which is awesome. Mm-hmm. So what is the difference? What's the difference about the holiday now? I'm saying holiday market, but you're saying holiday.
It's the holiday art sale.
Holiday yes. art sale. Okay. So what's the difference about the holiday art sale this year, and what should people expect? I mean, can you tell us a little bit more about this online portion and how long that's going to last?
Yes. So the online portion actually has one more month. So it closes on December 19th.
Perfect.
So you definitely have time to shop that. And what's nice about the holiday sale is when something gets purchased, they replenish it with a different item. So you're always going to be finding something new on the online portion. For the in-person sale, it's the same sale that everyone knows and loves, maybe a few different items, you know, because different creations every year from these artists, mm-hmm. but always one-of-a-kind pieces. So that is definitely what to expect for the in-person.
Okay, awesome. So for the online, mm-hmm. where do people need to go? How do they have to navigate your website to see everything?
Yeah, super easy. You can go to our main page, so kiarts.org. And we have this great button that just says, you know, Kurt Newman Art School Holiday Sale. Go right on there and then you'll see the sale and all the different options. There is, you know, things to purchase in about every medium for the online portion of the sale. So, yeah.
Nice. And when you get to that website, are you able to kind of click on the category that you're looking for?
Yes. So each department has their own category, and it even says the artist. So maybe you're a frequent shopper of the holiday sale. You can look and see like, oh, I bought this person's piece last year. I definitely want to see what I can find from them.
Oh, that's so perfect. Yeah. That's awesome. That's awesome. Can you name a couple of artists that are actually either involved in the online or in person?
Yeah. So one of my favorites is Mike Outing. He makes these beautiful glass Christmas trees every year. Ooh. I bought some pieces from some of our Kurt Newman faculty. So Courtney and Nelson, Brian Hart, just a whole mixture of how long they've been practicing, and if they're newbies and this is their first sale, a little bit of everything. You kind of have to share the love with everyone. So
yeah, that's awesome. That's so awesome. So please, you hear all the great things are happening over there and online too as well. I mean, what a joy to be able to offer that, you know, because people are going to, you know, possibly make some emotions about coming out to that big of a, you know, situation.
Absolutely, yeah.
So please, you know, don't give yourself an excuse for not going out and buying anything, okay,
there
or getting anything for anybody.
Yeah, and pickup for the online sale is very easy as well. We don't ship, but we do offer a curbside pickup for your purchases.
Wow.
So our team will communicate, you know, what day you'd like to pick up and everything like that. So very easy for an online sale.
Fantastic, fantastic. And again, another just really great connection into this theme of give the gift of art, which
absolutely
is awesome. So just wrapping up, I just wanted to ask Maya, why do you think it's important to gift or support our artists this season?
It's that special one of a kind gift, right? You know, you can go to any big box store and buy a cute little Christmas mug, but why not go and support a local artist, find one that took them, you know, personal time, they put their love and effort into it, and give that to someone that you love this holiday season. So most of my Christmas shopping this year is from that sale.
Perfect.
So it's great. And I've always had success with Christmas gifts and good emotions afterwards. So
yes. Yeah, I feel the same. And I actually bought a piece from one of our WMU artists that are in our gallery right now from November Art Hop. And her name is Lily McClind. And so I'm super excited to continue to support our artist over this course of the holiday. So thank you so much, Maya.
Of course, thank you.
I appreciate you. Don't forget, December 3rd, of course, is Art Hop at 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. And also, too, check out Kalamazoo Institute of Art's website so you can not miss that online sale for the holiday
Art sale.
Yes. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. And thank you for joining us for today's edition of Creative Cafe, a presentation of the Arts Council of Greater Kalamazoo. Make sure you join us again each Saturday right after the 8 o'clock news for Creative Cafe.
Thanks for taking the time this morning to join us at the Creative Cafe. Supporting the arts has never been more important than it is right now. As the lights of theaters and galleries brighten for the first time in 20 months, artists in all disciplines are looking to reconnect with their patrons, volunteers, and donors. 85% of all arts organizations are nonprofits, relying heavily on donations and volunteers to accomplish their mission. Volunteer work alone accounts for $9.5 billion annually in the arts economy. We can do our part to support those points of connection and creative expression in our community. So when you're ready, the Arts Council invites you to see a show in person, volunteer your time at a local arts organization, or be a part of a show. Now you know. Join us next week for another installment of the Creative Cafe. And until then, enjoy all that creative expression has to offer.